We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I don't think it's fair that the highest paid celebrity is a woman and that men are not making. Look at the two highest paid celebrities. They're both women. Mm-hmm. I demand equal pay for male celebrities.
I agree. I've got a blank space, baby. It's in my bank account.
You know, you're taking shots at her like it's Patron, Greg. And she's just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. If you say it in the street, that's a knockout. But if you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. I freaking love that song.
What did Garth Brooks make last year?
Garth Brooks? Ooh. I don't even know if he did anything last year. Where did that even come from?
Well, that's because
he toured.
He's been touring.
I don't have the middle it. Of the list. I'm not sure.
I actually watched Garth Brooks when he played at Notre Dame. Like a live, it was a live special. It was pretty good.
Yeah, he puts on a good show.
He does. Yeah. And as part of the summer tour 2019, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to see Garth Brooks right now.
Oh.
No, I'm not. All right, so we are giving away a pair of tickets for a different show every weekday, every hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. And you get bonus chances every weekend. And right now, I am going to give away a pair of tickets for WWE SmackDown Live on July 16th at the DCU Center. So if you are the seventh caller at 617-764-9223, that is 617-764-9223. Then you will get a pair of tickets for SmackDown. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. And it is 7:02. And this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
I'm going to take a lot of heat for this right now.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
What's new? Hey, it's the second half, Shoe Dog, and I know you're not fired up for your Red Sox. They have today off before the Measuring Stick Series versus Dave Roberts, Dodgers, who are the best team in baseball. They're in town this weekend. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the bump for game one tomorrow. Sox begin the second half, 9 back of the Nobs from New York in the AL East. Sox bullpen pitcher Tyler Thornburg was released after his tough start this season. He was 5-0 last year, and everybody thought, we got a gem when they traded for him, but he's struggling, and they're making a roster spot, and that's why I think that Wheeler dude's coming to hit the starting rotation. NBA signing, Kawhi Leonard inked a 3-year, $103 million ticket with the Clippers. He has an opt-out after year two, same deal as new teammate Paul George. Wimbledon from ye olde jolly England. They resume play this morning at 8 o'clock. It's championship weekend. I think they're in the semis and finish up with the men on Sunday. Federer and Nadal, and I think Serena is still all in the mix. And actually, Federer and Nadal will meet in the semifinals. So that's must-watch TV, but not for the trophy and the big dough. It's football time. The NFL training camps will open up next week. Legit is July 25th. Rookies, wannabes, and free agents will fire it up next week out at Gillette Wimbledon. Oh, nope. Breakthrough. The ESPYs last night. Breakthrough athlete Saquon Barkley. Is it Saquon? Yeah, Saquon Barkley, running back for the New York Giants. Best college athlete, no surprise. Zion Williamson, going to be first overall in the NBA draft. Drew Brees' best recorded breaking performance last year. St. Louis Blues got the best comeback.
Oh, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. It really, really, that stings. best female athlete, Alex Morgan. We talked about that already. Best play, I can't read Mark's writing. And the Jimmy V Award went to Rob Mendez, which you have to watch the 30 for 30 story on this man, who is, whenever you think you're having a crazy day and you're getting down on your life and you lose a little spunk. He has no arms and no legs. Taught himself how to coach football by That's watching amazing. Madden.
Really?
And is now a high school football coach at Prospect High. They went 8-2 last year.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, you got to watch ESPN 30 for 30 on him. It's just he's amazing, amazing.
Really?
Yeah. And God bless his parents. Because what they sacrificed to let him achieve his dream is just off the charts.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that means that I could someday be ruled or be named the ruler of a nation because of my excessive play in dominations? I mean, this man learned how to coach football.
Mm-hmm.
By playing Madden.
Mm.
I think I could learn how to be a despot by my success in the game I am playing on my phone, Dominations.
You can send a nation back to the French Iron Age.
Yes, the French Iron Age. Yes, that's where I. That's
why don't
where
you
I,
start in France?
Oh. Hold on a minute. Let me check and see if
triggered.
I want to see if I was attacked overnight.
what's this? An email from. From a third world country. We want you to be our president. We've been watching you play.
Lothar the Huge in Peoria has burned down one of my barracks.
No, everything is A-okay. I was not attacked overnight. I currently have 46,378 ham bones, and I maxed out on gold coins at 41,400. So probably going to buy some improved barrack strength a little bit later on today.
You got to make some soup with those ham bones, man. Yeah. Come on.
LB, do you want a correction? Or I mean, I don't.
Why do you ask? Just take the fire it up, kid. I don't. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Williamson already.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. This guy right here. That's he's going to plug the toilet at work today. Does that make him a dick?
Williamson already got picked at number one. All right. Let's see. This is Colleen. Hello, Colleen.
Hi. Hey, it's the gym teacher.
What's up, Colleen?
Oh,
what's up?
Oh, you mean one of the duo that called in about dodgeball?
Yeah.
Well, you have won tickets this morning as a part of the WAAF Summer Tour 2019, and you and your lady friend are going to you're going to go to WWE SmackDown at the DCU
God.
Center.
Awesome.
That's
going to be a time.
Now, I assume school is out, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you two, what was your friend's name?
Joni.
Do you two hang out during your summer off?
Oh, yeah. We're besties.
You're besties.
Yeah.
I think, weren't we going to play like a game of dodgeball or something with you guys officiating? We never made that happen.
We should do that.
Yeah, we had, in case you missed it, we had the two up-talking gym teacher Smokes on the show a little while ago talking about dodgeball, and everybody they were all hot and bothered when you guys were on, Colleen. So
yeah, we're a great duo.
Now, what do you do? Like, I always wonder about teachers. Like, what do you do all summer? Like, do you have another job or do you just go to the beach?
Go to yoga, go boxing, go to like a running treadmill class.
Wow, you're shredded. Remember, don't sleep with the kids.
So basically it's like a day off after day off after day.
I'm actually working right now. I'm not right now, but I do a summer program.
Oh, a summer program?
Yeah.
How long do you spend during the summer putting your curriculum together for the next
year?
Oh
God, it's a grueling process.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. What grade do you teach?
High school.
Oh, it's high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What is your explanation on the teachers and the students? What do you think about that phenomenon?
On what?
on why the teachers are sleeping with the students.
Oh, no, it's disgusting.
I know, but why? But why do you think?
Every time I hear those stories, I'm horrified. I'm like, no.
But why do you think it's happening so much?
I don't know. I think these people are creeps.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, listen, congrats on winning, and thanks for listening. And I'm serious, when school gets back in session, let's put together some kind of a dodgeball event or something.
No, absolutely.
Maybe we'll do it for the foundation. Like, we have the cornhole event.
Yes!
We'll do it. All right. Awesome, Colleen.
Thank you, guys.
Rise and grind.
Right?
Avocado toast.
Ave.
All right. Coconut water.
No, nobody's right. Everybody's on the maple water.
Maple water, I meant.
It's like so much better than like honey or like agave. So it's you like put a low GI in.
You put maple syrup in water?
It's maple water. It's not.
I can't just drink the maple syrup.
Yeah. I prefer more. This will not be shocking. I prefer more syrup, less water.
Absolutely.
More syrup, fewer pancakes.
Here's a 774 text. It says, Greg, you need to upgrade your mills so then you can increase your coin capacity on it. Thank you, fellow Dominations player. Danielle, are you going to play Dominations with me? I'll let you in the Alliance.
Yeah, well, that'd be great.
Actually, I can't let you in the Alliance.
Why?
Because Sven runs the Alliance.
Well, what the frig? Where's Sven? Do I have to talk to Sven?
Yeah, Sven is in charge of the
Sven
Alliance.
Sven the Unreasonable.
Please. Danielle's a woman. Send a booby shot.
Hey, Sven, check this out.
Yeah, right. And if you don't donate enough troops to the Alliance, Sven kicks you right out of the Alliance.
He's one of those Alliance hardo.
Yeah, he's an Alliance hardo.
Come on, Sven. Lighten up, Sven.
Jesus, Sven.
All right.
Freaking Sven.
It is... Freaking Sven.
Is your Seinfeld reference? Is he a Sven Jolly?
Well,
did you say Sven Jolly? Sven Golly.
I was thinking of trying to unseat Sven.
Oh.
But then I was thinking that if you go for the king, you best not miss, as they say. So I'm going to wait a little while.
You lose your hand bones.
I don't think I have enough cred yet in Dominations.
You got to be patient, kid.
You got patient.
Wait for your moment. Bear Bryant had to retire at some point.
Wait for your moment. All right, coming up, short man on a dating site rage leads to verbal violence.
Oh,
this is amazing.
And we will listen to that. And also coming up, never mind equal pay, one woman in Minnesota is demanding her equal right to sunbathe topless.
Oh, yeah.
Huzzah!
And we will get to all of that and to Stow 5-0, a double Stow 5-0 coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a height-challenged man who is in the news this morning.
Oof.
And we have discussed before that many of you ladies discriminate against short men when it comes to dating. And I don't get it. I mean, if you're looking for your soulmate, it should be about the kind of person that they are,
okay.
Not how tall they are,
sure,
not how large their hands are.
Okay.
It should be, it should have nothing to do with their appearance, whether they have 6-pack abs or not.
Mm.
But we've discussed on this show that there is a bias when it comes to women against shorter men, and virally, a short guy was caught berating an employee of a bagel store.
Yes.
Because he is not getting dates on dating sites because he believes of his height.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy was going nuts at a bagel shop on Long Island in New York. Evidently what happened was a woman smiled at the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Just smiled at him.
The lady works there.
Trying to be pleasant.
She's an employee.
Right. Trying to be nice. And it set him off on this rant about how women on dating sites refuse to go out with him because he's short.
Butthurt.
And he's absolutely going bananas. So yeah. this woman that happens to be in the bagel store gets video of it and tweets it. And we actually have sound from him going off. So let's listen to this guy's rant.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared of you, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the
up. Go ahead and attack me, Jake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I recorded the whole thing.
The guy that he challenged went right after him.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you want to step outside?
Oh, yeah.
He said,
like,
no.
Yeah.
No, no short stuff. I don't want, no Napoleon. I don't want to step outside.
The best part is like the other guy is standing there with his arms folded against his chest and the short dude is bumping his face into the guy's forearms.
Yeah, he's trying to do the chest bump.
Right,
but he's only so
tall. It's a face bump.
Right, yeah.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on all of these, on Tinder, he's on Bumble, he's on all these these apps, and he can't get a date because he's vertically challenged.
I'm going to tell you what the problem is. You know what the problem is? Heels. You can't wear heels with a short guy because they get mad.
I mean, have you ever dated a shorter dude? What is FWB? No. Is FWB taller?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever date a short? Like, if he was, you know how we were talking the other day about that research project in science at a university that determined that you should go for a nice person rather than somebody that is compatible with you, and that's why dating sites don't work, because they're setting you up with people that they feel like are compatible with you, like you have the same hobbies, like you both like to play dominations all day and watch I Love You Now Die on HBO back to back to back to back. So, do you think that if you met a nice guy who was, you know, 5 feet, how tall are you?
My license says 5'6". My doctor says 5'4", so I'm guessing about 5'5".
Well, you're probably shrinking because you're in your 40s.
The osteoporosis.
And your birthday, by the way, is Friday.
Yeah.
Which I think some of your friends want to celebrate on the air. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you that or not.
Oh, really?
That's going to anger you. So would you ever date a shorter guy?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I'm secure enough.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Stanley Stizgrimy has walked into the studio, the donut lassie.
How tall are you, boo?
Yeah.
I'm 5'9".
5'9"?
Are you?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Those Adidas on?
Stan, let me ask you this, because this is the other way to look at it.
Yes, Hilly.
What about...
Oh,
thanks, Ron. will men date a taller woman, or are they intimidated by that?
I think
I would
be a little weird.
You would, LB?
I already have. I dated a girl that was 6'4".
6'4".
I don't know if I could. I'm
being
honest.
Did you check her larynx?
Yes, I did. She was the center for the running rebels out in L.A.
So, Stan, would you date a taller woman?
I don't know, Greg. I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Stan, would you date a taller woman with money?
Yes.
Absolutely. Would anybody date a person with
I like
a lot
someone
of money?
I can fit in my arms.
I'm assuming that Stanley's poll is up this morning?
It is, Greg. Okay. Up and at attention.
Yeah.
And it is on this very viral video, which I just thought was absolutely amazing. And what I wanted to know was, if you were in this bagel shop and were challenged by what I'm calling the angry bagel guy, would you have hit him too?
Oh.
And so we have two choices.
Yeah.
We have nonviolence, or right in the mouth.
Right in the mouth. Right now what?
100% would punch him right in the mouth.
Well, that's not right. That's encouraging violence. So you can...
No, he's encouraging violence.
Yeah, he is.
You can choose your response on our Twitter feed, at WAAF on Twitter. And you can comment on Facebook.
Yes, that's right.
Facebook.com/WAAFrocks. I mean, what do you do when you hear somebody... Oftentimes when you're in a place, I don't care if it's a store or a restaurant or a coffee shop or whatever, you hear these people that are berating the employees... Do you intervene and say something?
I'll step right up and say something. I have no patience for people who are rude to individuals. Like, if the employee's being a dick, if they're being rude and it's like a back and forth thing, fine. But if the person's being perfectly pleasant and you have someone that just comes in and they're just being an ass to the person for no reason, I'd be like, nah, excuse me. Last year there was a very nice cashier in Walmart on the Linway. I was buying some plants, and the woman's English, she may have struggled with a few things here and there. And the two guys that were checking out with her in front of me were being such jerks.
I laid into
them, and I'm like, "Who do you think you are? Get out of here with that nonsense!" No. It comes back around, man. Comes around.
Here's a 774 text from a woman who says, "I am on several dating apps, and no, I cannot, when it comes to height, date a guy who is shorter than me," which I just think is so discriminatory.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Of course you could. Great movie, by the way.
I love that movie.
That Penultimate, is that how you say that? That scene
with the sister
Al Pacino. No, when he's doing the speech as the devil. That is the best speech in the history of speeches by Al Pacino. Yes.
So, Greg, it is a very common thing for you to be on, Tinder or Plenty of Fish or any of these dating sites, and you'll see women will have it right in their profile, and sometimes it's snarky, like short men need not apply.
Really?
Yeah, like something like that, right? So is there any, what if men did that to certain body types of women?
No,
would that be okay?
No.
I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure if I could.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah,
what if I had on my Tinder profile, fat chicks need not apply?
You would be crucified.
So wait, why is it okay that women do
it? It's not. But they think it is. It's like, no short guys, if you're a Trump supporter, go ahead and swipe left. Relax, kind of.
See, I'd welcome that. It would save a ton of time, right? You show up and you're too short, and they're like, "Oh, well, this isn't going to happen." Oh, great. Well,
what is short? What would you say, Danielle, is considered short for a man? Is it 5'2"? Is it what's the cutoff?
Anything
point?
Under 5'8", I think.
Anything what?
5'8".
Under 5'8".
5'8".
Under
5'8". Yeah. Okay. Cred right
it,
there.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like anything. Everybody has, it's like I'll never date a blonde.
Who's ever said that?
Tons of guys. Tons of guys always say, I'll never date a blonde chick.
Because they're dumb.
I hate brunettes.
Mm. Stan, you make a great point. It's like, why are women allowed to do that, but they're not looked down upon?
Mm-hmm.
But if a man did it, it would be a huge thing.
Especially in today's day and age.
Yes.
Can you imagine if I had that on my Tinder profile
mm-hmm.
today?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fired from this radio station.
Well, you're going to be anyway. all right. Yes, what?
And it's actually right now, it's changed, and 30% of our audience are saying nonviolence, nonviolence.
Nonviolence, nonviolence. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, good. All right. Well, that's Stanley's poll, and it involves a man, a vertically challenged man mm-hmm. who lost it at the bagel store.
Why is it okay for women to say, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
Shut the
up. Go ahead and attack me, big dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shut up. I just...
Good shot.
I recorded the whole thing.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, guys.
What's going on? What's up?
Of course I want to comment on this.
Yes.
Dating apps are meant to do exactly what Mike, to a degree, just said, which is you sit there and you cull down your list to exactly what you want to date. They make you feel judgmental and shallow. But that is the whole point of the app. It's to cut to the chase, mm-hmm. to make dating, convenient, quick, easy. So as much as I was never someone who wrote, I don't want a guy shorter than 5'3", I could have if it was a priority for me. I would rather just read that profile from a man that says, I want a brunette, not a blonde, and she needs to be a size 2, and I move on.
So you wouldn't be offended by that. You would be, you just say, all right, that's not me.
Right.
Dating apps, they're for smashing. They're not for dating, really, right?
These days, if you want to date somebody, you have to go, pay a matchmaker. Any of the, I found my fiance on Tinder. Congratulations, you're one of 6 people. By the way, you both used the app initially to find someone to have sex with casually, and it just happened to work out.
Tinder's not, these days though, Tinder is supposedly not for smashing. A lot of times.
Yeah, but I feel like, Stan, that's the blanket term that people put on it because they don't want it. Because now everyone's like, oh, you're on Tinder, you had casual sex with someone, you must be a whore. It's like, no, I actually was looking for love, not here for sex.
Yeah, well, not here for sex.
I mean, there's not every other chick's profile is not here for sex.
Yeah.
Well, that's what a guy wants to see, right?
So he can pretend she's not a hoe?
Right,
sure.
Right, right.
If you put on your profiles,
I'll do anybody. I just love the sex. The guy's like, I'm staying away from this. Because guys have that thing. It's like, the double standard is there. You have a lot of partners. You're a slut.
Imagine if that was her profile. Here only for sex.
Bring it.
Genius.
It just says bring it.
Genius.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right, Stan, I think. All right. Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Greg.
Stanley's poll is up. It is 7:34. Today's weather brought to you by Cantiani Insurance. It's going to be muggy, cloudy. There's going to be some showers around today. The temperature is going to get to 83 for a high, and it is 68 right now here in Brighton. It's summertime and you're feeling good. Don't let your insurance payment bring you down. Talk to Cantiani for any bike, boat, or auto insurance needs and see how they can help. Visit CantianiAgency.com, locations in Worcester or Douglas, Mass. Cantiani Insurance, where you always come first. I think you're going to enjoy Sto5O, which is coming up in a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah?
It's been a while. We have 2 weeks, and there's some... There's one that Mike Hsu is going to absolutely love.
Oh, boy.
And there's, speaking of rude behavior in public places, there's some rude drive-through behavior that was reported. But before we get to that, and talking about the weather outside and summer, there's a woman in Minnesota. Is a frequent... topless sunbather.
Yeah.
And she was doing this in a public.
That was Danielle clapping, by the way.
Yeah, that was Danielle clapping. Yeah. She was doing it near some kids at a public place. And so the mother of the kids called the cops, and this woman is demanding that she have her right to sunbathe topless.
I guess the indecent exposure law in Minnesota is very vague. So Michelle Bennett, who's a photographer who lives in Duluth, was tanning topless at Park Point Beach at Lake Superior back on June 26th with some friends. And a parent approached and said, can you please cover up? My kids are kind of uncomfortable seeing you topless. I think the family was sitting about 60 feet away from the women. So Michelle refused. And about a half hour later, a police officer came by and asked her to put her top back on. And then the two of them basically had a 45-minute discussion about the law and whether or not it's specific enough to warrant her having to put her top back on.
Of course it was 45 minutes. She was topless.
And he had sunglasses on.
Right. The topic of debate were the terms private parts and lewd behavior. In the end, she wound up covering up and wasn't arrested, but she did insist it's not illegal to be topless on the beach. And we have Michelle talking about the incident here.
A woman approached me after about 20 minutes of laying in the sun without a top on, saying that I was making her children uncomfortable. He heard that someone had been refusing to put a top on and that it wasn't a nude beach. I pointed out to him that I wasn't nude. I was topless. I wasn't being lewd. I was just laying in the sun, minding my own business. I don't think that we can just... put our tops on every time someone says that, you might be doing something wrong.
For you news junkies out there who might want to read more on this story and perhaps see what this woman looks like, I have shared a link on my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Greg Hill, WAAF, is how you can find me on Twitter and give me a follow. And you can read up on this controversy and he can take a look at this woman. And I mean, I don't know. Would it bother you if you were there with your kids? I guess it probably would, right? If your kids
in America, you know, LB brings this up all the time. In Europe, they do it because it's not as sexualized. It's not as sexualized there. Like, it's a normal thing. People grow up seeing a lot more nudity in other countries. Here, we're much more puritanical about it. So
yeah,
but the law doesn't. The law doesn't force you not to do it.
Right.
So you know, it's not for someone else to tell you. You have to do it.
Right.
You know, it's like. Would you want your kid to see a smoke show chick in a thong, you know, upper hoop? But in Brazil, right. What's the big deal?
The boom boom contest.
I don't think it was making the kids uncomfortable. I think it was making the mom uncomfortable.
What are you looking at?
That's what I think.
I'm going to tell that woman to put her top on. That's disgusting.
All right.
Look at how perky her boobs are. Get her out of here.
You can check her out. I mean, check the news facts
out. The article.
On my Twitter feed.
Following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet.
On the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stowe 5-0.
Well, you know, I've lived almost my entire 52 years in a very dangerous community, Stowe, Massachusetts. And here's a quick look, a double Stowe 5-0, if you will.
Yes, double shot.
2 weeks of material from the Stowe Independent newspaper and the law enforcement officials in Stowe, Massachusetts. This is what has gone on. On Tuesday, June 18th at 11:40 a.m., an officer assisted an individual who had a flat tire on his bike.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You know, I thought it might have been you until the bike part came up.
They had to log that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hello. It's a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 3:12 p.m. A caller requested to speak with an officer regarding registering a power nail gun.
What are you going to use it for Barry?
Do you have to register a power as a weapon in Massachusetts?
Is that a law?
I don't think
you're supposed to use it as a weapon.
I don't think you have to. On Wednesday, June 19th at 7:42 a.m., an officer assisted a snapping turtle who was crossing the road.
Thank you, officer.
Keep your hands away from the mouth.
Right? Go to the back.
At 5:59 p.m., a caller reported that she was concerned for the well-being of the goats at Honeypot Hill Orchards. She believed that the goats were not being adequately fed. Oh. Well-being check on a goat. That's what we want to do. Well-being check on a goat.
Okay.
On Thursday, June 20th at 7:22 p.m., a walk-in reported that he had a verbal argument with his spouse. He left the house to calm down.
Before she calls, I'm going to let you know what happened.
Be proactive. It's not your fault.
Right.
Why not?
On Saturday, June 22nd at 12:03 a.m., the Air Police reported that a gray Honda with plates that were registered to a Stowe resident drove through the Taco Bell and the occupants were being obnoxious to the clerk.
When does that not happen?
Serious.
That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
The crap that those poor employees put up with.
Oh, you have to drive all the way to Air in order to find a fast food restaurant.
Oh, really?
Air.
That's a long drive.
We
both live in communities that don't allow fast food restaurants? Excellent.
On Monday, June 24th at 11:44 p.m., a caller from Peabody Drive requested assistance for a man who fell out of his chair. Not me.
By the way,
just want to make that clear that was not me. On Tuesday, June 25th at 2:35 a.m., an officer observed a man packing guns into his car. The man was found to be the new owner of the gun shop.
I can't. The gun shop is the gun shop is now creating more controversy than Vape City, and I'm for it.
Close it down.
On Thursday, June 27th at 9:47 a.m., a caller on Gleasondale Road at the bridge reported that two or three kids were playing chicken with the cars.
Oh, that's very dangerous.
That old. That's
just, hey, yeah. Hey, at least they're out of the house.
Uh-huh. Isn't that one of your favorite movies?
Which one?
The college football movie where they lay in the middle of the highway.
What are you referring to? Is that the program? Is that what that is? Okay,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. On Saturday, June 29th at 9:02 p.m., a caller from Harvard Road reported that fireworks were being set off near the country club.
Unacceptable. Inexcusable.
On Sunday, June 30th at 12:10 a.m., a caller from Carriage Lane reported that loud noises were coming from the neighbor's house. The police responded. Several individuals were found to be in the pool.
Uh-huh.
They agreed to go in.
Having fun, were they?
Agreed to go in
How
for the
dare
night.
You?
Is there an Adirondack chair up there?
Who doesn't have a pool?
At 1:36 p.m., a caller from Taylor Road reported that someone pulled his mailbox out of the ground and threw a for sale sign in his yard.
Stop it! Yeah. Yes, I love that.
Raging neighbor. My God. Good move, though.
And then finally, at 8:38 p.m., a caller reported that his spouse had eaten a chocolate bar that had approximately 65 milligrams of marijuana in it.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yes. We'll take that. Thank you, ma'am.
The individual was hallucinating.
Yeah, I bet.
The police and fire responded, and the woman was transported to the hospital via ambulance.
That's 65 milligrams of chocolope,
right? Yes.
Wow. Is that a lot? Is that a lot?
Well, it depends. Depends
on if you're into the edibles.
Did she think it was a real chocolate bar? That's the that's the problem.
Yeah. All right. How do you mean, really? How do you not smell it?
I know, right?
That is Stowe 5-0 here on the Hillman Morning Show. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 continues. We are giving away a pair of tickets for a different show every weekday, every hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., and there are bonus chances every weekend. And since it is 7:52, I better give away this hour's tickets. So if you are the seventh caller right now, at 617-764-9223, you're going to win a pair of tickets to go see Heart on July 17th at the Xfinity Center.
Yeah.
Seventh caller right now, 617-764-9223. And keep listening. You can win all day today, every single hour. Next hour, I have tickets for Korn and Alice in Chains at the Xfinity Center that I'll give away. So keep listening for those. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. It's all from your concert station. 107.3 WAAF.
Since the beginning of time, man has asked, what the hell is she thinking?
Okay, she's crazy. Lucky for us, I know how to talk to crazy.
It's time to peer inside the warped female brain.
When God created women, he should have supplied a set of instructions.
All right, time for Inside the Warped Female Brain. You're a man, and there is something that is bothering you. You can't quite understand how the brain of a woman in your life works. You may text any question to the text line, which is 97107, and Danielle will help you out. Danielle, here's a 617 text. I've been dating a girl for 4 months, so we've never been to the beach before this past weekend.
All right.
Saturday we went, and she wore the skimpiest thong I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Every guy there was basically staring at her butt.
Yeah.
Is she doing that to get their attention?
Probably. I mean, why else would you wear something like that? Well, I work really hard for my body, and I don't really care about men staring at me. This is more about me. Mm. I don't know.
I mean,
yeah. Well, okay. So why don't guys? Well, you know, why do you, why don't what do you buy frumpy jeans? You buy high-end jeans that fit you good to make you look good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let's be honest, she didn't do it for the guys. She did it for the other women on the beach.
I mean, I mean, if you got it, strut it.
Is that a thing where a guy should be bothered if they're the person that they're with is showing off their assets?
That's a personal decision. Do you think you can put up with it? It's like dating somebody that used to be a hooker. Can you deal with it? No, right. Then don't date her. Right. Can you deal with it? Because, I mean, if she's wearing that at the beach, this is probably not a new thing for her. She might enjoy wearing some revealing clothing. If you can't deal with it, move along, sir. Next.
Here's a 978 text. I was making out with two women, okay. one of which I have hooked up with before, and I thought she wanted to have a threesome, so I started to go further with her friend.
Yeah.
And then she got mad and left.
Oh, yeah.
How can I win her back?
I don't know if you can. It's always going to come up. That's never going to not come up. That's in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime something happens, you'll be like, oh, you mean just like that time that you totally took it to the next level with Christine?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a 50-50, though, right, with threesomes? It's either all in or she snaps.
But you have to have you have to have an idea. You have to have an idea whether or not she's into it. You can't just because two chicks are into making out with you doesn't mean they want to go for the full Monty.
It doesn't.
Nope. Oh. Sorry, guys. Hate to break it to you, but.
Listen to this. Here's a 978 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I recently hooked up with a girl. And she had a nickname for her, how do I say this?
Business?
On the public airwaves.
Her love nest?
For her mouth hug.
Oh, really? Oh.
I thought it.
What is it, like the tornado?
I thought it.
Swirly?
I thought it was a strange. Yeah. I thought it was a strange thing. Do all women do that?
No, that just means she's perfect. Well, I mean. I don't know. I guess, you know, we've talked about the corkscrew. That's a technique. So
it's about confidence.
Yeah.
If you know you're good at doing something.
But listen, you guys name your penises, right? So why can't we name our technique?
Taking a little pride. Yeah. Right? pride in your work.
I need how much porn I had to watch and how many losers I had to be with to perfect this technique.
I just need... I need more information. I need to know what the nickname was. Please text back further information on that.
I need it. That's what she said.
Here's a 774 text. My girlfriend had a dream that I cheated on her and demanded that I apologize for it.
Apologize.
I refused.
Oh, come on.
Now,
apologize, dude. Hard-o. See, you had to. You ruined your whole day. Now she's always going to be mad at you for this. Just be like, I'm sorry I dream cheated on you.
let's see. I've been dating my really good friend since September.
Okay.
She's had a few long-term relationships that she has put on social media before, but she hasn't posted anything of us yet.
Yeah.
We live 4 hours away. I'm going to be moving in with her shortly. Is it weird to move in with somebody who hasn't posted anything about you on social media?
If that's her track record previous, yeah, I think that's weird, especially that she's 4 hours away. It sounds like she's trying to break up with somebody that's up there now that you don't know about before you do the move-in.
I mean, it's kind of unfortunate, though, that you have to judge how your relationship is based on someone's activities on social media.
But it's very telling.
Is it really?
Yes, it is, because if people... always post, you know, if they're always posting photos of this or the, you know, they always posted, there's a deeper indicator of whether or not they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes this is why people like if I notice something on social media, people are like, oh, you're such a psycho. I'm like, am I? Because I think I'm right.
617 text. I've been dating a girl for about a month now. I really like her. Problem is, a buddy of mine recognized her from a strip club he used to frequent.
Okay.
They also had a back room that she frequently used.
Yeah.
How do I get past this if it's even possible?
You can't, right? I literally just said this, three questions ago. Yeah. You're asking me how do I get past it, which means you can't. Move on. You obviously have an issue with the fact that she used to strip and maybe do stuff in the champagne room. It's always going to be in the back of your... There's two kinds of dudes in the world. Dudes that can date ex-strippers slash hookers and dudes that can't. And I got to tell you, most guys fall in the latter category.
Gluck Gluck 9000, in case you were wondering.
Oh.
Which apparently
oh
comes...
Oh, my God, that's...
Which
that sounds like a machine.
Apparently, it comes from the call her daddy chicks who are okay. Excellent, by the way.
Oh, my God.
They are excellent.
The Gluck Gluck 9000. Designed at Boston Dynamics.
Can you buy a refurbished 8000?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.